It's Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen. We are in deep stretch, and this is the winning formula, the Verizon winning formula, featuring Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. We take a look at all facets of the football game in about three and a half minutes and develop a winning formula for your favorite team. We begin with maybe the hottest facet of Minnesota Vikings football, the defense, specifically the defensive line, taking on the Washington Redskins and what they offer offensively.
Stout with your front seven. That's the winning formula for the Vikings defense. Paul, this is a team that's going to want to run the ball when they go on the road and play at TCF Bank Stadium against the Vikings. It's a team that can run the ball. They have a physical offensive line. I really like their left tackle, Trent Williams. I really like Alfred Morris. He's a big physical runner, but he's also got some speed. And then whether it's Colt McCoy or RG3, as you guys have already discussed on the show, we're going to see read options. So we need to be stout up front. Our defensive ends need to penetrate up the field to force running backs to go wide. Our linebackers need to flow, chase, and tackle. And our cornerbacks really have to set the edge out there and force everything to the middle of the field. So I really think the play from our defensive tackles is going to be key today, Paul.
Now, what about the Minnesota Vikings offense versus a blitz-happy Washington Redskins defense, a defense that was all over Tony Romo on Monday Night Football? How do we handle that?
It's protect, and I mean that two different ways. One is protect the football. Teddy Bridgewater has to be judicious in where he throws it. He's got to be careful. No interceptions last week, and funny, we won. Both the games that we've won with him, he's not thrown an interception, so we got to keep that up. But we also have to have good pass protection. As you referenced, the Dallas Cowboys had all sorts of trouble with this aggressive, blitz-happy Redskins defensive scheme. They blitz a ton on first and second down. They blitz even more on third. So Teddy Bridgewater and John Sullivan have to communicate. They have to figure out how many guys are rushing the passer on any given play. Make sure you have enough guys in protection to protect Teddy Bridgewater and give him time. And even though the Redskins might be aggressive in blitzing, it doesn't necessarily mean deep passes over the top. It might mean some quick passes. And hopefully, we can get Jerick McKinnon, Cordarrelle Patterson, Jerry's Wright to shake free from a tackle and get downfield for a big game.
Finally, special teams. Blair Walsh, along with Dan Bailey of the Dallas Cowboys and maybe a couple others, probably the best kicker in the National Football League. From a return standpoint, Cordarrelle Patterson, Marcus Sherrill, it'd be nice to pop one today.
It would be nice to pop one on a return, and I think that's coming. I think we're close. We have some new guys in the blocking scheme, and I think they're starting to get their legs underneath them. But to me, the winning formula here is let Blair Walsh win the game. And this could be a physical, low-scoring, defensive-oriented type of game like we've seen against Tampa Bay, Detroit, and Buffalo.
Yeah.
If that's the case, just lean on Blair Walsh. Let him kick a game-winning field goal. I love the way the offense operated in two-minute situations, knowing they had Blair Walsh there who's been clutch and has a great leg. Let Blair Walsh win the game if it comes to that.